My name is Edward Jewell, MD. I'm a doctor. I'm a radiologist. I was in the United States Navy as a medical officer for 23 years. I was deployed aboard the Navy's hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, during the initial phase of the war on Iraq in March and April of 2003. What I'm going to read are a few selected passages from my journal. March 29th. We got creamed with fresh casualties last night. 30 new patients, both sides, all needing immediate and significant intervention. The injuries are horrifying. Ruptured eyeballs, children missing limbs, large burns, genitals and buttocks blown off, grotesque fractures, gunshot wounds to the head, faces blown apart, paraplegics from spine injuries. Our patients are mostly Iraqi. Along with their combat wounds, they are dirty, undernourished, and dehydrated. One rumor says we will treat all the Iraqi EPWs, enemy prisoners of war, that is, for the duration of the war, and these are the only patients we will see. If true, this would in effect make the Comfort a prison hospital ship. The corpsmen on the wards have to guard the prisoners and keep them from communicating with one another to prevent rebellion. As medical people, we are trained to care for the sick. It is difficult to stay mindful that these patients are the enemy and could fight back against us. April 11th. The number of patients coming aboard Comfort now is simply out of control. Like the characters on MASH, we have grown to hate the rumble of helos on the flight deck, since it usually means another load of Iraqi patients. Today, we received at least 35 more. New in the last 24 hours is a big influx of sick and injured children. We have only one doctor with residency training in pediatrics. Some of the kids are very ill. One was dead on arrival from drinking kerosene. They are sending everyone here. We simply don't know who they are, and no one seems to have a handle on where the patients are coming from, when they are arriving, or who is sending them. We take them all and do our best. Patients are now beginning to die because their injuries are so severe and they are getting to us too late. There is no long-term plan for these patients, and the ones who survive will need long-term care. Where will they go? Who will care for them after we leave? We have become deeply involved in a humanitarian crisis we will not be able to extricate ourselves from. A little bit more background about exactly what the hospital ship was. It's huge. It is a converted tanker. The Navy has two hospital ships, the Comfort and the Mercy. They are converted super tankers bought by the Navy in the early 1980s and refitted to be hospitals, floating hospitals. Theoretically, they can be ramped up to be a 1,000-bed hospital. There are 15 operating suites, 50 ICU beds. I think it was about 1,300 of doctors, nurses, corpsmen, medical technicians, and support staff. Once we started seeing casualties, it was work every single day without break, no days off. So why did I write? I did this because I thought that what we did on the Comfort was really remarkable. We went out there and took care of the enemy. And I assumed that everybody in the world knew what the Comfort was doing. I came home and I found out that the general public didn't know. And then I realized even people in the Navy actually weren't told what we were doing. And it really bothered me because it seemed like in the big picture of fighting terrorism that what we did should have been promoted really well. I mean, here we are taking care of sick and wounded enemy combatants. That was really my motivation for writing this. I wanted people to know that we did that.